This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 46th U.S. President Joe Biden is summoning American resilience and unity to confront a historic confluence of crises. He used his inaugural address to urge people to come together to heal a nation left deeply divided by a tumultuous 4 years and fighting a fierce coronavirus pandemic. Biden declared that democracy has prevailed as he took the oath at a U.S. Capitol that had been battered by an insurrectionist siege just 2 weeks earlier. President Joe Biden is moving swiftly to dismantle Donald Trump's legacy on his first day in office, signing a series of executive actions that reverse course on immigration, climate change, racial equity, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The new president signed the orders just hours after taking the oath of office, pivoting quickly from his pared-down inauguration ceremony to enacting his agenda. He ordered a halt to the construction of Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall, ended the ban on travel from some Muslim-majority countries, declared his intent to rejoice the Paris Climate Accord and rejoin, and the World Health Organization, and revoked the approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. That's according to aides. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that the Biden administration is working to eliminate racism and unfair treatment to immigrants.
He also launched a whole of government effort to advance racial equity and root out systemic racism from federal programs and institutions. He directed the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Attorney General, to take all appropriate actions to preserve and fortify DACA, which provides temporary relief from deportation to Dreamers, young people who were brought to this country as children.
And the 15 executive actions and two directives amount to an attempt to rewind last 4 years of federal policies with striking speed. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was driven to his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida. Time to get behind the wall of the resort before his term as president expired at noon on Wednesday. Mr. Trump now must decide how to stay involved in politics as he said he would. He has talked of using a super PAC for supporting candidates who try to oust Republicans who he believes have crossed him politically. The evenly divided Senate, now under control of the Democrats because of Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, confirms President Joe Biden's first cabinet members. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Hours after President Biden took the oath of office, the Senate confirmed his first cabinet member.
On this vote, the yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The nomination is confirmed.
Former Deputy CIA Director Avril Haines is the President's Director of National Intelligence, overseeing her former agency as well as the rest of the nation's intelligence community. Her nomination had been temporarily blocked by Oklahoma Republican Tom Cotton. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is holding up Homeland Security nominee Alejandro Mayorkas' nomination over Biden's immigration plans. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Scientists with Rockefeller University are reporting troubling signs that some recent mutations of the coronavirus could impact the effectiveness of two vaccines, but the shots are still working. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Researchers are expressing concerns about early findings that blood samples of those who have been vaccinated tested with the new virus variants show the antibodies didn't work quite as well as the non-variant samples. So far, Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines were about 95% effective. But for the variant strains, the response has been found to be between one and threefold less. One immunology expert says they don't want people thinking the current vaccine's already outdated, which isn't the case. He says there is still a good level of protection, but the mutations reduce how well the immune response will be able to recognize the virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A powerful gas exploded through a residential building in central Madrid, killing at least four people and ripping the facade off the structure. A tower of smoke rose from the building where repairs were being done to a gas boiler Wednesday. Aerial footage shared by Spain's national police showed rubble covering a nearby schoolyard. Madrid's mayor said no one was seriously injured at the school. The Madrid Emergency Service said in a tweet that at least 11 were injured, one seriously. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.